Dear FBI, check out insurance and wire fraud by Aaron Solomon. Just when we thought it couldn't get any uglier, we come to the issue of Aaron Solomon's fraudulent claim that Grant's pickup truck had been totaled. This claim has even been echoed by official statements by Governor Bill Lee and other state officials. By way of background, Aaron is believed to have purchased the truck using funds left to him by a family member. And in a doubly suspicious move, he titled the truck in the name of his parents, yet used his home address for the registration. As you can see from the photo above, the truck is far from totaled. In fact, Aaron drove it for months after Grant's death, no doubt spending sleepless nights worrying about the next time, still in park, the vehicle would suddenly roll and drag Aaron to his death. Aha! As to the adjuster who helped perpetuate this apparent case of wire fraud, his name is Brad Riddle, and he worked at the time at an office in Manchester, TN. Somehow, we doubt his higher-ups are going to approve of his defrauding the company. Here are documents showing Aaron's registration of the truck in his parents' names. Hashtag justice for Grant. Hashtag justice for Grant. Subsequently, Dr. Angie Lee now owns the truck, having recovered the Versailles from a junkyard. Bit that doesn't ameliorate Aaron's fraud in falsely having the truck totaled. So why the fraud? Why no complaints about a defect in the truck? And being the litigious little weasel he is, why didn't Aaron sue Toyota? Some smells bad in Franklin, and it ain't just Aaron's body odor.